Hi, King's Church. John Ford here. I'll hand you over to Philip, who's going to do our podcast for today in a moment. But just a reminder of tomorrow's Easter Sunday service. It will start at 10:30. Go to our website, click on the banner, Church in Your Home, and you'll get straight there. You don't need passwords or anything else like that. Really looking forward to celebrating with you. Now over to Philip.
Oh, hi, King's Church. And of course, today is Saturday. It's known as Holy Saturday in the Easter week, the Passion Week that we've been walking through and journeying with together through this week as we've noticed and observed and I trust felt fresh gratitude and worship for all that Jesus did and accomplished this week. But of course, Saturday is a unique day in the week because nothing much happens. In the sense that, of course, Jesus is in the tomb. Sunday is yet to come. The resurrection is yet to come. And it's important that we do just dwell on Saturday for a moment in the sense of understanding, for the disciples at least, what they must have been going through. Because, of course, we know how the story ends. Jesus had told them how the story would end. He had predicted his resurrection, but they hadn't really understood. And so it's fair to imagine the kind of grief and confusion and fear that the disciples must have been experiencing. Grief in what they had witnessed of the death of Jesus. Confusion in that all they had seemed to be expecting, all of their dreams for the future, for the Jewish nation, for the kingdom of God, and the things they understood of that seemed to be in tatters. So grief and confusion, but also fear. They must have been speculating or at least wondering, are we next? Are the Jewish authorities going to come for us next? So goodness knows what kind of grief and confusion and fear they must have been experiencing on that Saturday. And whilst there aren't many of us, I don't think, who've necessarily experienced that kind of grief, confusion and fear, although I'm sure some of us have in some kinds of ways, there are times, if you've been a Christian for any time at all, there are times when Saturdays can seem to linger in the Christian life, by which I mean times when it feels like God is silent. It can seem like events have run out of God's control, that maybe he's not fully sovereign or good in our lives. I mean, I don't know what the disciples thought, but they must have been so confused as to what God was doing in their lives, in the Jewish nation. And so we can all have Saturdays to a degree in the Christian life. But as I was just praying and studying to bring these few words to you this morning, I came across a phrase that no one knows who said it, but it appears to have kind of got into Christian language over the decades. And somebody, I'm told, once said very simply, "Don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed. Don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed." I just bring that phrase to you this morning because I know there'll be people in the life of the church listening to this for whom life might feel like a Saturday at the moment, where it can seem like God is not doing what you thought he might do, where it can seem like his power and his voice is not in evidence in your life. It must seem like for the disciples, and maybe it seems like that for you. But God is not silent. He wasn't silent, he wasn't inactive, he was carrying out his purposes, he was carrying out his plans exactly as he knew and saw fit. And he's doing the same in your life. And one of the primary ways that God carries out his plans and his purposes in our lives is through speaking to us through Scripture. So I resonate with what this unknown person has said. Don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed. You may well be going through a Saturday season at the moment. Open your Bible. Let God speak to you. Let him encourage you. Let him comfort you. Let him draw you into his plans and purposes. Let him do what he always does through Saturday experiences in which he develops character in us through endurance and perseverance. A.W. Tozer, famous Christian author, said, "The Bible is not only a book which was once spoken, but a book which is now speaking." The Bible is not only a book which was once spoken, but a book which is now speaking. There is great power in choosing to open the Bible especially when we are in Saturday experiences. Which brings me back to that verse that I began with in Luke chapter 23 and verse 56, when at the end of the horrors of Good Friday, as Sabbath begins, Luke tells us very simply, on the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. I was just struck by that phrase, that the disciples, whether they chose to or not, or whether it was the ritual and culture of the day, nonetheless, they rested according to the commandment. They chose to follow God's commandments. They chose to follow what they knew was God's best for them, which was, in this particular instance, taking the Sabbath as a rest. And that's, I think, what I'm getting around to saying this morning. Choose to follow what you know is God's best for you. If it feels like a Saturday, if it feels like God is silent, choose to open your Bible, which is what God commands us to do, to feed on his word. Choose to open. Don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed. The Bible is not only a book which was once spoken, but a book which is now speaking. And my testimony, and the testimony of countless Christians down through the centuries, has been when we open this living, breathing book, whether we are experiencing the horrors of Saturday or indeed the mountaintop moments of Resurrection Sunday, God will speak to you and encourage you and challenge you and change and transform and encourage you in wonderful ways as you open his Bible. So I'd encourage you to open the Word of God this morning. If you're not sure where to start, carry on reading from where we left off this morning. Luke 23, verse 56. Why don't you start from there and read through to the end of the book of Luke? And I can promise you, God will speak. He will encourage. He will lift your gaze to him and his glory and his goodness. Have a wonderful, wonderful, good Saturday. I look forward to seeing you, if you're around, at King's Church on Resurrection Easter Sunday tomorrow.